his evening's music.
Oh, Brother Darrell Smith, would you open the service in prayer, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight as a group of needy and hungry people.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, more than ever before, we need you. Father,
we're in the wilderness. Lord, you're leading and guiding us a way we've never gone before, like we've heard before.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you guide and direct us by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you give us a faith to step out into the water and wade out a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Because we know that there is a goal, there's an agenda, there's a plan you have for your church. Father, bring us all together as one, as a unit, Lord. Mature us together. Let none run ahead and none behind.
Yes.
But Father, bring us together as a body. Your body, your bride. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This was found in on the lunchroom floor. Looks like part of an earring, maybe one of the things that are attached to an earring. So it's up here. There are some valuable diamonds in it, so if nobody claims it, I'll turn it in and see what I can get for it. Anyway, it's up here. There are a few announcements that should be made about this time of the week. And one of them is that communion will take place on Friday morning. We don't have a Sunday service at this camp, but we do want to have communion, and it'll be Friday morning. And after that communion, there will be an offering for the needs of the camp. On Saturday morning is when we have usually had the children come and entertain us and minister to us. I shouldn't just leave it at entertain us, but they do both. Now, there are not very many children in that age group, the under 12 age group, so I'm not sure just what there would be. It may not be as much as usual, but if they have something, we'd like to hear from them on Saturday morning. Many of those that have been in that age group in the past are now teenagers, and we're very pleased to have that age group here as well. Now, in years gone by and at North Battleford Camp, sometimes we try to do what the Lord wants us to do along these lines. But at this camp, this year at least, there will not be a special meeting for young people's. And so, won't be a special evening meeting that will be called young people's. But we want the young people to participate throughout the camp. So can you possibly, think along those lines? It's easy for us to get to camp, and we're relieved that we made it and got into our rooms, and now we can relax. And a few days go by, and we get very close to the end of the camp, and we haven't heard the ministry from all of the members of the body that we really should at this camp. There are only 10 meetings, and we already We're getting almost halfway through. So if you have a testimony, and you have to see when it fits into the meetings, of course, but if you have a testimony, anything that will bless us, praise report, a song, and I know there are songs there, and we haven't heard very many special songs yet this camp. Back in it's 50 years ago that 1968 occurred, and that was the year that Hazel and I had a busy summer. And we got engaged and married, and it was a pretty wonderful thing. And in the years after that, we spent a lot of time. We went to, I'm not sure that I realized just what her family was consisted of, and it consisted of the Witters and the Hansons. And so we ended up going to Prince Albert quite a lot to visit Doug and Signe and the family. And, of course, we got involved with the radio broadcast, which was a real privilege. And, did a lot of singing because you had to practice a bit if you're going to be on radio. And but it was amazing to me when we would go to a camp and there would be a special song that we would be singing. And I didn't really think of it being, it was a special song to us. And there would be times in the meeting when there would be a message come, and I would just say to Hazel, we have to sing that song now. And it was really a special time. It was just, it was amazing to me that that was happening. It would happen over and over at different camps. And, it would happen, and you'd think, oh, yeah, that's in the past. But then it would happen again. It would might be a song that we had heard, and we knew it, and, okay, this is where it goes. So I would like to hear some of that again this camp.
Praise the Lord.
Now I can't read my notes here anymore. I'm going to have to learn to control this situation. So all those good memories that the Lord has put in my mind. Yeah. Okay, so, with the children on Saturday morning, and then after the on Saturday morning there will be an offering for the foreign field, and someone will give us a bit of an update on what's happening in the foreign field. And for those of you who feel that you'd like to contribute, the opportunity will be there. Of course, at North Battleford there was an offering, and you may have already contributed, and that's understandable. So I think that's all the announcements that I need to make. I've printed several copies of the list of everyone who is here. I think I got everyone there. May not have got their names spelled right, so if there are misspellings of names, let me know, and I'll change it. And also the bookmark to let you know, which is a little late. We tried to hand out this bookmark when people registered, and I don't think everybody got one, but it's a little bookmark that tells you when the meal times are and meeting times and all that sort of thing. So anyway, they're at the back, and I'm going to be watching. If they disappear, I'll print some more. So I think that's all the announcements for tonight. Yes? No one has come forward to say that they wanted to be baptized in water this year. And we always enjoy seeing people baptized in water, of course, and it's a great experience for anyone. And what it usually takes is one person coming forth and saying, I want to be baptized in water. So then we have a service And then we have about 10 more being baptized. That's been our experience. But if no one comes forward, then we won't be having a service. So we'll leave that up to the Lord to show us the way on that one. Praise God. Hazel, would you play the keyboard? I feel like starting out with the song, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice." Could you stand and we'll sing that, please? Page 35 in the back of the red book, you probably don't need to turn to this, it's just a chorus. It's the one that says, "Jesus said, come and follow me. Let your burdens be lifted. Come and follow me. Be alive in the Spirit. Come and follow me. Pressing on toward the kingdom." We're very blessed to have had the kingdom message ministered to us, and it's still in our midst. And we are entering in. We intend to enter in, pressing on toward the kingdom. For my blood was shed to set you free. If we feel bound in any way tonight, this is the night to be free. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Jesus said, set free. That's what he did this for. He means for us to be free, to be alive in the Spirit, to have confidence in him, to walk with him. We should be rejoicing, the most happy people on earth. Praise the Lord. Sing it again.
Jesus said, come and follow me. You
That's a wonderful chorus. I was just going to announce that we'd sing that chorus next, and I didn't have to announce it because you went ahead and sang it. Christ has set me free, glorious liberty. Sin and sickness and death and hell have no longer power over me. Praise the Lord. God is here tonight to deliver us. Praise God. Let's sing it again.
Christ has set me free.
Thank you.
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes, washed in his blood, washed whiter than snow, an offering to God, consecrated and pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Sing that verse.
Thank you.
start again. So
here tonight. The Holy Spirit has been very rich in all of our meetings. I want to read a couple scriptures to you, and then we're going to open up the altar tonight so that needs can be met. We'll get out of the way and we'll let the Holy Spirit move. All of our meetings have been wonderful. I want to turn to Ezekiel 47, first chapter. He says, then he brought me back to the door of the temple. This is a vision that Ezekiel had. And there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple. And this water is a living water. We're going to read about the living water. Life is in this water. It started flowing from the threshold of the temple. And the picture that I kind of get in my mind This, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're having church tonight. We're gathered together in His presence, and there's living water beginning to flow. Can I say from here? From not from me, but from the altar, from the front to the back. Living water. Living water began to flow towards the east, towards the front of the temple, faced east. The water was flowing from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. It just talks about this living water that's flowing. And when the man went out to the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And now I don't fully understand what this 1,000 cubits means. I'm sure that's significant. But it simply means God has a time and a place and a distance you have to cover sometimes for things to begin to happen. He measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. And the waters came up to my ankles. He's talking about the Spirit of God beginning to move, that refreshing, cooling, healing, life-giving river of life beginning to flow, and it starts to flow from the temple. And here he says it's up to the ankles. And we have all enjoyed that refreshing moving of the Spirit where the water is up to our ankles. And one thing about the Spirit of God, when you begin to taste that life-giving presence of God, you have an appetite and a thirst for more. So it comes up to the ankles. And then he says, and then he measured 1,000, another 1,000 cubits, a little further down the road. And he brought me through the waters. And the water came up to my knees. And this is exactly the way the living water should work. It should grow and grow and become deeper and deeper and more a part of our life. It was up to the knees. Here's what's interesting. When that living water was flowing up to the ankles, imagine yourself standing in water up to your ankles. It's refreshing, but you have 100% control of where you are. You can be in the water or you can be out of the water. Pretty soon the water is up to the knees. If you were to walk out in the lake out here and the water is up to your knees, you still have 100% control, but you've lost part of it because you're in a little bit deeper. The further you walk with God, the deeper we go into the living water. And again, he measured 1,000 and he brought me through. And the water came up to my waist. This is an ever-growing presence of God, an ever-growing anointing from God, an ever-growing healing presence from God. And the water was up to his knees and then it was up to his waist. And he measured 1,000 more. And it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. So now he describes the living water getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and the application that I get is how we experience the moving of the Holy Spirit, and we're refreshed, and we give ourselves over to the Lord, and then we're stepping into the water up to our ankles. We sing that song, Step Into the Water. We dive a little bit deeper. And then as time goes on, we go a little bit further, and it's up to our knees. And then we go a little bit further, and it's up to our waist. And the significance of all of this, the further you go with God, the less control you have. You keep giving more and more over to God. If you were standing out in a lake or a river, the water is up to your waist, you still have about 50% control at that point. You're just about ready to either go back on shore, or you're going to launch out in the deep. Sometimes I feel like that's exactly where we are. We're half in and half out. We haven't quite launched in completely, but we haven't returned to where we were. But the next step is that living water becomes a river that you can't cross. Water was too deep, water in which one must swim. When you swim in the living waters, when you're at that point, you're at the point where you've lost all control, which is what we want to do, to be swallowed up and the moving of the Holy Spirit. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? And then he brought me, returned me to the bank of the river. And when I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. And he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region.
goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, the waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, whether the river go, wherever the river goes, it will live. And there will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed. And everything, wherever life is, wherever the river goes. Wherever that river of life is, there is, wherever that living water is, there is life. We need to believe tonight in this very meeting that there is life. Not just a metaphor, not just an inspirational message, but there's life. There's living water flowing and available to us tonight and available to the church tonight. Revelation, just touching on it, talks a little bit about that living water in the kingdom age. And it talks about then the angel showed me the river, the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river, stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. He's speaking of a day in the kingdom of God when we go into the 1,000-year period, and there's a kingdom of God is set up and established on the earth, and miracles and healings will be commonplace. Commonplace. Just like the fruit on a tree. It'll be commonplace. But that same living water that he's speaking about here is here tonight. It's for us tonight. One of the things I appreciate about the message of the kingdom is we don't just talk about the great hereafter. We talk about the glorious here and now. The kingdom of God is not just a message of something that is going to come. The kingdom of God is already here. It's in our very midst. It's something that we can grasp. If I may read this quickly to you, Isaiah 53. He is despised. Well, before that he says, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or great appearance. And when we see him, speaking of Jesus, there's no beauty that we should desire him. When Jesus walked the earth, what it's saying here is there was nothing unusual about his looks. He was an average, ordinary looking person. He didn't have the charisma of a movie star. People weren't attracted to his flesh. He looked like an ordinary person. There's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. That's a positive statement. By his stripes, by his wounds. Because of the price that he paid on the cross, he brought healing for us today. He paid for our salvation. He paid for our life. He paid for our healing. The Bible says in Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 17, this is probably the last verse I'll read. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Have we seen that? We've seen it, particularly if you travel to other countries. You see very clearly demon possession. And we've seen demons cast out. Another sign is, they shall speak with new tongues. Have we seen that? Absolutely. There's a baptism of the Holy Spirit and an overflowing of the Holy Spirit and that gift of languages that God gives someone when they're filled with the Spirit. I don't understand this next verse. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. We don't know if that's ever happened or not. How will we know it? If we drink something deadly and we live, we wouldn't know that it was deadly, but he said that there would be a protection there. But then he laughs, he says, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Have we ever seen that? Absolutely. How many, I'm just going to ask a question. How many in your life, people in your life, have seen a miracle? And let me explain it this way first. It can be a miracle of absolutely a physical healing. It can be a miracle of where God changed circumstances, that it was a miracle. It required a miracle to change your circumstances. Might have been in your marriage, might have been in your work, or whatever it may be. But how many people have clearly, absolutely, without the shadow of a doubt, seen a miracle happen in your life? Raise your hand. You know, I probably should have said, if you haven't seen it, raise your hand, because pretty much everybody raised their hand. We have seen it. We have lived it. We have enjoyed it. We have testified about it. There's living water moving here tonight. There's living water right up this altar. God is in the business of meeting needs. He's in the business of meeting needs. Tonight, if you have a need that you need to bring to God that you want prayer for, in a moment here we're going to open up the altar and you bring it up. I'm not even saying what the needs are. Some of you may ask for a physical healing, for health, to remove something. We're going to pray for that. We're going to believe. We're going to believe. Some of you need a touch in other ways, with your business, or your school, or your friends, or whatever it may be. There are different needs that are here tonight. God is in the business of meeting needs. He loves us. So many times, altar calls, these opportunities to come and be prayed for, are life-changing. They're absolutely life-changing. Things happen when you come forward in prayer. God hears your cry. He knows what your needs are, and the Lord is anxious to meet your needs. So, tonight, if you have a need tonight, we're just going to ask you to come up, and the elders will come up, and the brethren will come up, and we'll just pray with you. We'll look to the Lord to meet those needs. I don't know if someone wants to lead a song as we start. I'm not a singer. But let's just stand. Let's just stand a moment. Just stand, please. Heavenly Father, we're just going to take a few moments here in your presence. We pray that even right now that you begin to move across the congregation. We pray that the Spirit of God will begin to rest on different individuals that have different needs, needs that we're not aware of. But we pray right now that the Spirit of God will begin to rest on those that need a touch tonight. And Father, if I may ask this, those that have the gift of faith, I pray that you would inspire them to pray on behalf of us that struggle with our faith, to pray in our behalf. I pray, dear Lord, before the altar call begins, that those that have the ministry of intercession will begin to be inspired to pray on behalf of the congregation as you begin to meet needs tonight. Father, if there are things that we need to just leave at the altar, we'll bring those to you tonight too, that you might cleanse our temple. We heard how you cleansed the temple when you began your public ministry, and you cleansed the temple again at the end of your public ministry, and how important it is to cleanse this temple of clay that we wear. We invite you to move tonight in whichever way you desire to move tonight, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you. Hallelujah. If you have a need, just come up front. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even now, Lord, send us love, send us power, send us grace. Even now, Lord,
yes now, Lord, the warmth of your presence fill this place. Even now, Lord, even now, Lord, send us love, send us grace, even now. That peace, that direction.
and encourage us and willingness. Lord, just put himself forward to put his ideas or thoughts and things that you put in his heart to place in his Lord's heart. Behold, it's found in his heart.
come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy.
I lay all of my burdens Thank you.
Just for a moment, but we're not done yet. We've all been touched. I'd like to ask for a woman wearing a head covering that has the gift of faith to come up and pray for all of us, to say a general prayer on behalf of all of us. Those that have the gift of faith have the ability to believe when other people are having troubles believing. They have this breakthrough faith that you don't hear from them usually. They're quiet. But it's a breakthrough faith that strengthens the entire body. And I would just like to ask just a lady, maybe Lenore, could you come up? And just pray for the whole congregation in a general way that God will strengthen all of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray that as we wade through the ankle-deep water, that you would take us through to waist deep to swimming, Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that faith would come alive, Lord. Even those who don't have the gift of faith, Father, I pray that there would be a breakthrough, Lord. And I pray that faith would come alive in this congregation and in this body, Father.
Hallelujah.
And I pray for all those who came to the front, those of us who prayed from the back, Lord. I pray that you bless us all in the precious holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, who has a roving mic? I'd like to hear someone else pray. You can just pray where you're standing on behalf of the congregation. Preferably someone with the gift of faith or the gift of intercession. Just stand up right now and pray on behalf of the congregation. Over here, please, with the microphone. You pray. You go ahead and pray right there. Yes.
I prayed, dear God, that your blessings will flow out, dear God, tonight, and may the people that came up, may they receive a healing like never before. Like never before, may they receive a blessing from you, God. And dear God, and that your healing touch will touch everybody's bodies, dear God.
Amen.
Everybody's bodies, dear
Hallelujah.
God, touching them, with your healing.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Touching their bodies, making their bodies completely well and completely whole forever and ever and ever for eternity.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. One of you teenagers, stand up and pray for the congregation, whoever it may be. If you feel like praying, one of you teenagers, and just stand up and pray on behalf of everybody. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Just stand up quickly, someone, and pray for the congregation. Glory to God. Right over here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we pray that this congregation would be blessed and would fully know that you are here. We pray that many people are leaving, that during the Safe Journeys mercies, and we know that its camp isn't over yet, but we pray that the people who are leaving early for work, for whatever the reason, we just pray that they get there safely, as today might be their last day. And along for Thursday and for Friday and for Saturday. And we just pray for guidance for this camp and protection. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like we prayed for with people tonight, and I feel like what's happening right now is kind of driving it home, so to speak. Someone else stand up quickly and say a prayer. Anybody who feels led to say a word right there.
Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would bring us to that place that's not half in and half out, but that's so much that's far deep in you that we wouldn't ever want to go back. Give us all that from you, that you just bring us in farther so that we can't come back. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone else, quickly, stand up and pray for us. Back here.
We just pray that that weightless feeling would go with us as we go, Lord. We pray for humility with one another, Lord, that we would take this with us and that it would strengthen our relationships in our local assemblies, Lord, and that it would keep us just on this path towards you, Lord. We just pray that we would be able to use that to drive anything that's not spiritually uplifting from our homes, Lord, so that we can make our homes a place of spiritual refuge. We pray that that would go out into our communities as everyone comes into our homes and as we're fellowshipping with others, Lord. We just pray that the steps taken tonight would just be further and further into that water. Precious Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is listening to the prayers of the church right now. Someone else stand up quickly right over here.
That you have done, and we acknowledge fully, Lord, that it is by your grace and your mercy that we are saved, and we just want to claim that and to truly understand that none of the healings and deliverance that comes is through anything that we have done, but it is by your grace and your mercy in your time. And we thank you, Lord, and praise you, and we'd want to dwell with you in your presence and in your praise, and we thank you, Lord. I just pray that the deliverance that has been given here, I stand against the enemy who wants to bring about doubt and who wants to bring about condemnation. We just stand against it as a body in the name of Jesus, and we
Hallelujah.
Claim this complete deliverance and healing, not because we deserve it, not because we've done anything, not because we're worthy, but by your mercy and grace. We are so thankful, and we claim that in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have an audience with God right now because of your prayer. Someone else stand up quickly over here.
Ways in my heart. And for that, Lord, I thank thee with all my heart. I thank thee with all my heart. And Lord, I just want to bless these dear people here. For the ones which are sick, I pray your blessing upon them.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I just want to thank thee and praise thee and honor thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone else, quickly.
Lord, as Elijah went to cross the river, after Elijah had ascended into the heavenlies on the chariot of fire, he said, "Where is the God of Elijah?"
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We don't need anything else but the God of Elijah. We know, Lord, you're with us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would part the waters. That you would part the waters of our unbelief.
Hallelujah.
That faith from above might descend, Lord, into our very beings, into our hearts deep. Lord, we need your love.
Glory
to operate that faith.
Hallelujah.
And we pray that love would come and overflow us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
For this small thing. Amen.
Glory to God. Someone else, right over here, right over there. Pray.
Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given us, Lord. We've seen the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of intercession, and many others, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us that, Lord. And Father, I thank you as well, Lord, for the friends that
Hallelujah.
We have. The brothers, the sisters.
Hallelujah.
I thank you from the depths of my heart.
Yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, if it wasn't for these friends, Father, where would I be? Where would I be without you? Father, you delivered me from the depths of depression.
Yes, amen.
Oh, Father, I have such thanks for you, Lord. And you've delivered so many of us, Father. Yes.
Glory to God.
I pray that those bondages that we have, Lord, that there will be many, many more deliverances, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just pray this in Jesus' name and thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. One of the young people wants to say a prayer of thanks. One of the young people, again, stand up right now. I don't care how old you are. Just give a word of thanks. Any one of the young people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just give a word of thanks. Any one of the young people, just stand up and say a prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Haley, how about you, Haley? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Your guiding hand has done many works for us.
Yeah.
You have helped us over the years. You have helped everyone in this room. We thank you so much. We know the plans you have for us. And we know they are good things. Because you only want what's best for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to do just a couple more. Someone else that has the spirit of the ministry of intercession. Stand up and pray.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the great work that you've done, not only in my life, but in the lives of my children, and for the many people here that have had a real touch. Lord, I thank you for all of that. I thank you for your presence tonight,
for the victories that we can claim, whatever they were, whatever they are. Because you are a God of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
And a God that gives victory.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we just want to, you dwell in the praises of your people. We want to give you all the praise and all
yes.
the glory for what we are yet about to see and for
yes.
what we prayed for others. Thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. I want to give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Over here. Praise God.
Heavy upon us, Lord. And Father, I just pray
particularly for the young people, but for all of us, Lord, that we would see the world for what it is. Lord, and for those who aren't with us tonight that our heart is sorrowful for, Father God, we just pray that you would make yourself real to them, Lord, but that they would see the enemy and the tricks of the enemy for exactly what they are, and that they wouldn't buy into the world, and they wouldn't buy into the deception, Lord. But, Father God, even now, that they would just feel it on their heart, Lord, a conviction, and be compelled to come back into our midst, Lord.
Amen.
Father
Hallelujah.
God, just bring them home, we pray, and put it on
Hallelujah.
Their hearts tonight.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. We're not quite done. Someone else stand up. God is doing something. Someone else stand up and pray.
Lord, we know that you're faithful and able to provide that, Lord. We just ask that you would help prepare our hearts to be receiving of that living water. Not that it would be only fill us up, Lord, but
Hallelujah.
It to be overflowing. It's not just for us, but it's for the healing of the world, God.
Yes.
Just help us to yield ourselves and rest in the work that you need to do in our lives to be filled with that holy water so that it's filling to overflowing. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Someone else, quickly, stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Do what you promised. We beg of you, Lord, that you would do what you've put in our hearts and our minds, this vision for our homes and families and our church.
Amen.
Lord, you've promised deliverance.
Hallelujah.
You've promised wholeness. You've promised peace. I stand here as a witness that you are the one that heals the brokenhearted.
Yes.
You set the captives free. You open prison doors and you break chains. You are the great restorer of all things. And Lord, that is what we beg of you.
Yes.
We have tried to do it on our own, and we have failed. And I stand here as a witness that my flesh has failed. But Lord, your arm is strong, and
Amen.
You have promised to fulfill the vision that you've given us. So Lord, we beg of you today as a congregation, that you would do that work, however long it may take. Let us be faithful to obey you. Give us the faith to obey in our hearts, in our individual
Amen.
Walks with you, especially in our families, in our homes. Let us just consecrate our families and separate our families unto you. And we know that you will bring the church to where it should
Amen.
Be if we would do that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Someone else. There's someone here. You feel like your heart is about ready to burst. You're not sure if you should pray or not. I want to say you should pray. Someone else stand up right now.
You will make a way. Your promises are sure. They're yes and amen. You have given us grace and chosen us, and you have said, go forth and become what I want you to become. I will make a way where there seems to be no way, where the streams are in the desert. I will be there, and I will make
Yes.
living water out of the streams. I will give life where there is death.
Hallelujah.
I will open the door that needs to be opened. I will say yes when you ask. I will give and you will receive
yes.
because I am your Father in heaven and I am yours
yes.
and you are mine. And I have made you. I know everything about you. I know all your failings. I know all your needs. I know everything that needs to happen in order to, for my body to be fulfilled.
Yes.
And my people, I want you to know I am able. I am able to do all things well. And I have promised you that I will do this. So when you are down and when you are lonely and oh so sad, just know, just call my name. Say, Jesus, and I will enter into your heart and into your mind, and I will give you what you need for that moment. So call unto me, and I will answer thee,
yes,
and show you great and mighty
Amen.
Things that thou knowest not.
Amen.
For I am your friend. What a friend I am to you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never deceive you. I'll never despise you. I will never let you go, for you are mine. And I am going to make great things and wondrous things of you. I am just going to do it, even though maybe sometimes you don't believe and you feel you haven't received. I am giving to you,
yes,
as you are patiently waiting and saying, Lord, Lord, please answer my prayer.
Amen.
Please heal my body. Please, please do this so that I may serve thee more wholly. And I say to you, just serve me as you are. Love me as you are, because
yes,
I love you as
Amen.
You are. And I want you to have all the good things that I have to offer you. For the world has nothing to offer you but tinsel and gold, and it is not lasting. It can go up in a forest fire. It can go up in a flood. In a tsunami, it can go. But I am there, and I will always be there. So my people, be of good cheer. Shout the victory. Give rejoicing sounds. Let your words of your mouth and your meditation of your heart be acceptable unto me and to your brothers and unto yourself, saith the Lord.
Amen. Right behind you, Scott. Right behind you.
This prayer is a kind of a prayer and a kind of a prophecy, and it revolves around us. True story that actually happened to me. I was canoeing on the North Saskatchewan River near Rocky Mountain House, a very fast-moving river, and our canoe went out from under us. I was with my brother, and we ended up on the shore, and we had no canoe, and we were in remote wilderness, and we ended up crossing the river, and we went in deep to our ankles and knees, of course, and to our waist. And the current was so fast that as we went in, it was sweeping our feet under. We had our arms locked together to try and get some weight. And we would have been in real dire straits if we had just stayed where we were, if we hadn't conquered our fear. There had been a Bible camp a little further upstream, so we walked down to compensate for the current. And we would have been in real trouble had we not made that leap of faith to cross the river. So as soon as we came to the point that we could no longer hold on and the current was sweeping our feet out from under us, we just, okay, let's go. And we swam and swam, and we ended up close to that Bible camp. And I want to just say that there's nothing in the world that on the wrong side of the river that we can hope to gain. So we, at some point, will have to conquer our fears and go for it.
Amen. Praise God. I want to read you a scripture tonight, and then we'll close and have an announcement. But what you just did, what we just witnessed right now, is actually recorded in the book of Malachi. Our meeting tonight and other meetings, this is what it says in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened, and he heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. You see, God listens when we talk, and we build up one another's faith. God says, I'm listening. And not only am I listening, he's writing it down. He's recording it. And then he says, they, right here, right now,
They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve God. And then he goes on to say, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow like the stall-fed calves. Isn't it marvelous? Tonight, when we build up one another's faith, God is listening, and things happen in heaven when the church ministers to itself, when the body ministers to itself. God is hearing, and his name, and these things are written down in a book of remembrance, and God remembers. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we close this portion of the service tonight. We give you thanks for what we've seen you do and for the countless things that we haven't seen yet that you've started to do tonight by virtue of the fact that people came to the altar and by virtue of the fact that the prayer warriors have prayed and petitioned you publicly before the whole church. And we know according to the scriptures that you have listened and you have heard and you have recorded it and you will answer. We give you thanks, God, for the indescribable privilege of being in your church and being a member of that wonderful body of Christ. We pray as we go our way tonight that your anointing will rest on us. It'll just kind of travel with us in our activities, in our rest, in our sleep, in our snacks, in our fellowship, in all that we do. We thank you again, Lord, with words that we can't even express. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Announcements? Any announcements? Jeff, any announcements? Anybody have an announcement? Snacks? Is there snacks over there? Okay, there's snacks over where you normally go. Nothing else? Okay, God bless you.